It seems like almost yesterday that the last graduates of Will Mayfield College received their diplomas. For over 50 years, this institution of higher learning in Marble Hill, Missouri, provided teachers and school administrators for regional and state schools. This unique institution was founded in Sedgwickville, Missouri in 1878 and relocated in 1880 to Marble Hill by its founder, Dr. William Henderson Mayfield. The site selected for the college was a 10-acre tract overlooking Crooked Creek and the villages of Lutesville and Marble Hill. Dr. Mayfield was a graduate of Carleton College in Farmington, attended Fruitland Normal School, and received a medical degree from St. Louis Medical College. Within 5 years, Mayfield started what became Missouri Baptist Hospital in St. Louis. Within 10 years, he had additional hospitals and sanitariums in Boston, Chicago, Kansas City, and Huzhou, China. Dr. Mayfield and his wife, Ellen Seitz, had 4 children. Their son, Will, died of tuberculosis in 1902, and in the following year, Dr. and Mrs. Mayfield renamed the college in their son's honor. Thereafter, it was known simply as Will Mayfield College. In 1925, the Marble Hill College had a large administration building, arts and sciences building, a gymnasium, and 2 dormitories. The college consistently claimed that there were more teachers in Missouri with Will Mayfield diplomas than from any other college. But a devastating fire in 1926 and the depression of the 1930s led to economic difficulties, and this college in Marble Hill, Missouri, closed its doors for good in May of 1934. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nickel.
Support for Almost Yesterday comes from First State Community Bank, offering commercial and consumer services to 21 communities throughout Southeast and East Central Missouri. On the web at fscb.com.